We continue, it's a little bit of a sad talk because there is a thing that's all the big bring beauty to the web, which is called CSS, and I think that we will hear a story now that not everything is beautiful about that, but I'm very interested in about that.
Thanks for the introduction. So, my name is Daniel, and today, yes, we're here to talk about CSS, cascading style sheets, or as we like to call them, cascading spice sheets. So, why are we here? Basically, I'm going to show you how you can profile recipients of an email client. So you send over an email to someone, and then you magically figure out which operating system they're using, which software they have installed, at least some of those features, to then just better fingerprint your clients. What you can also do, and we will see that in the second half of the talk, is you can send over an email with an encrypted content. So we're talking about end-to-end encryption here, especially PGP, and then magically you can decrypt that content and all that with CSS. So the rough agenda is, of course, first off, we are introducing CSS and especially some neat features that we used in our research. And afterwards, we're talking about client fingerprinting. So what can you learn about a client by just sending them some CSS and some, let's call it a special email. And in the end, we will leak and exfiltrate actual text from an email client. So who are we? I'm saying we because originally this talk was supposed to be given by three people, Leon Trumpet, Michael Schwartz, and me. Unfortunately, two of us couldn't make it, so I'm here alone. Our group typically works a lot on microarchitectural attacks and side channel attacks. And what we're seeing today is a little bit towards side channel attacks in the web and in email clients. So first off, well, CSS. I'm pretty sure most of you have seen CSS in some form or the other already. What probably, especially in this diff room, most of you already also know is you can even have CSS and HTML in emails nowadays. So if you, for example, want to send an email with some orange text, you can just use that, use a little bit of CSS to color your text. And, well, that just works because email clients render CSS as well. So CSS nowadays can do a little bit more than that. So modern CSS, of course, still has some basic features like properties, for example, to encode colors. But it goes also a little bit deeper nowadays because you have functions. You can even have something like the calc function, which gives you arithmetic expressions that you can abuse. And we will see that later on. Or you can just do things like fetching and remote image and loading, for example, a different background or something. And we, of course,